City Hall we go. Knock on the mayor's door, and there's our great friend, Mayor John Hamilton. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Nice to be with you. Thanks for popping over.
That's an exhausting forecast. We're literally going to have – you're going to have to find some gloves, maybe a scarf, a knit hat, and then suntan lotion, of course, today, and 86 tomorrow. Well, we wouldn't have it any other way, but I tell you what, when we have great weather – we'd love to copy and paste it or bottle it and sell it. But last weekend, the 30th Lotus World Music and Arts Festival that was in town, or our friends in the county had the Steinsville Stone Quarry Festival. When it's 82 and sunny and 65 at night, what a great place to be. I was out on Friday and Saturday afternoon, and boy, the city was just electric. I hope everybody had a great time.
We like it when the weather cooperates, which it doesn't every time. You guys start working on Halloween weather, that's always an issue, you know, what happened on October 31st. But that was a beautiful weekend. A lot of people enjoying that great music from all over the world.
And we always talk about, you know, issues with traffic or when that many people get together. Is Lotus like officially the most mellowest thing we do here during the 12 months?
Well, you know, it does close down a few roads, right? So I've definitely seen some people, like, swiveling their heads like, wait a minute, I can't turn here? What's going on? So it you know, caused a little bit of that. But they got it down. Was this the 30th year? I know it was close.
Yeah, we're right around that, yeah.
Yeah, so we got that drilled down, I guess.
Well, as Lotus and the festival and all the other great things that go along with that blew out of town, well, we had a big change not only in the weather that's coming up, but in Kirkwood. And I talked yesterday with Adam Wason about his crew. He couldn't brag enough on them, how they were out and getting after it. But now Kirkwood is open and ready to go. You told me that was coming. We've talked to this before. I just want to remind the people who are listening that how the process works for next year, because unlike Indiana and Kentucky playing basketball where they've agreed on a four-year series, there really is no extended agreement on how Kirkwood will behave next spring or next fall. Tell our listeners how this process will start up tomorrow, next month, next mayor, and how we get to either closing Kirkwood or opening Kirkwood.
Yeah, you know, it's really a big conversation that happens with the mayor and our staff, with the city council and their views, with the proprietors in the area, and with the public. And that's a big four-way conversation to talk about how to use that space well. And as you know, we really evolved during the pandemic. We will continue to evolve, I think, in that conversation. I personally hope that we continue to move toward more and more use of that public space for things that will activate the space and make more dining available and other kind of activities. But it's going to be an ongoing conversation. And as you said, the city council has to close that street, so they have to make that decision every year, because you can't bind the next city council to something. They can always change it. So I think we're starting to get in a rhythm, and I hope it will continue to evolve.
So the driver of that train, is it the local business? The city council just puts their stamp on it, right?
Well, there's no single driver, actually.
Okay.
I mean, you got the local businesses are important. If you had all the businesses on Kirkwood saying, we do not want it closed, then you probably won't see it closed. But you got most of them saying, hey, this really helps us. You have the public who, you know, how do you listen to the public? It's hard, but mostly that may be through the city council, right, who represent them all, and they hear from them, and the administration, the mayor administration, too, kind of advocating for that. And it's all this kind of back and forth conversation about what we want.
And the other interesting part is there is nothing set in stone, per se, where you can, oh, hey, look, there's some new businesses on this block. Maybe we'll shift this from here to there.
Sure.
It's fascinating how that sausage is made, but everything's on the table, correct?
It is. The only thing I might say is that, you know, if kind of infrastructure questions, like should we close or not, can drive a lot of other behavior, right? If you decide, let's say next year the city council says, you know what, we want to close it all together for 7 months as a pilot. Well, you know, businesses, they need to know how reliable that is before they put a lot into it, you know, to upgrading it. But if they start to see that momentum and, you know, you see putting planters in instead of sawhorses, you know, or whatever, it's really an organic thing. But the infrastructure choices can drive a lot of behavior, because if people know it's going to be closed and a lot more foot traffic, they may say, well, I want to put a, you know, food truck in there, or do something else art-wise or so. So anyway, it's a fun conversation. It's how cities evolve. It's how we're like an organism that learns to, you know, take advantage of certain things and avoid certain pain, right? So
exactly. And again, if you want your voice heard, reach out to your local constituents. So that's how this whole system, this whole thing works, Mayor John Hamilton.
And I will say, since you're going to get some good weather in October, as we both talked about, and I know Adam has said, you know, last year's October wasn't as nice as this one, so we're going to say, why don't we leave those chairs out there and those tables? And so we'll live and learn, I suppose, right?
That's it. And that that would swing the pendulum back into the keep it closed all, well, most of the year. Yeah, and that's that's why these discussions are great. What can happen, what doesn't happen. And it's exciting to see the people out there, but it's not when it's 54 and raining. We know that's
right.
Now the next thing we need to do is just put a canopy over Kirkwood.
Okay, there you go.
A heated canopy for everybody, or do what Jim Irsay did with Lucas Oil Stadium. How about a retractable roof? We'll just put a
Yeah,
we'll just close it off.
Well, some of the restaurants put rain cover. You know, they deal with the rain a little bit differently. One of the things is just try to take it easy, relax, and let experiments happen and change. You know, try some things and recognize that change and exploration is a good thing.
And that's the other thing we have to remember. Whatever we're discussing is none of this is set in stone. None of it. And people's opinions matter locally. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest joining us this afternoon. Well, you've got a busy week this week. Let's start off with the governmental side of things. Where is the council? Are they off this week, then back next week? Where are we with everything in budget talks and what's going on there?
Yeah, they have a meeting tomorrow, regular meeting. It's not a budget meeting. That's a two-week break, so it'll be a week from tomorrow. The 11th is the what we hope and expect will be the final approval of the budget, but they're doing other things this week. I actually don't know exactly what's on the agenda, but I think different reports and regular items of business.
Regular city business that just goes along with all of that importance of what's going on here in the city of Bloomington. But you are busy tomorrow. Well, we are all busy tomorrow. Any stakeholders or anybody with an opinion on how we believe the convention center project should move forward? It's the big organizational meeting.
Yeah, the first meeting of the Capital Improvement Board is set for tomorrow. There are six members, and one of their topics is to pick a seventh and to try to talk about what's their role and how will things move forward. The interlocal agreement is still being kicked around, but I think it's getting in better and better shape, so that's probably going to be talked about. And as we've talked about a long time, I'm very hopeful that we will have a process that can create a great downtown expanded convention center, and I think we're close. So that'll kick off. I think it's at 11. I'm not sure. I'm not going to go.
I think that is right. Yeah, I think it is 11 a.m. at the Monroe County Courthouse. I believe
we've got a meeting at the mill at 5 o'clock. This is Innovation Week, so I'm heading over there after this to celebrate some of what's going on with them in the tech community. And then, as you know, we mentioned Thursday is a big day for the tech center. That's the new building planned kitty corner from the mill. There's a groundbreaking at 4 o'clock on Thursday, and then Friday there's more happening. There's what's happening this Friday? Let's see. We got
First Friday. I know that.
First Friday. That's right. You talked about that. No, and I did want to mention to people that Switchyard has Wrapped in Love going on at 5:30. I think on this Friday, which is celebrating the sweaters around our trees. There are 50 or 60 of those, I think, which is a Middleway House project. That's exciting. And then there's a set of weavers in Bloomington who've also brought some stuff into City Hall atrium. So there's always something to stop by and see.
There is. There's never a dull moment. Even on a quote-unquote off weekend, there's always, always, always something going on. Mayor John Hamilton joins us. All right, so the tech week, the tech center, the tech, well, is there shovels going in the ground? Is that true?
Oh, you know, I apologize about Wrapped in Love. I got that wrong. That's next Thursday. I got that wrong.
Well, we'd rather be early. We'd rather be early than
so
late.
Don't go over this Friday, but next 12th. Yeah, so the Tech Center is going to be a it is a groundbreaking. I don't know if we're going to literally do shovels, but it's getting started very quickly because we've worked with the EDA, the Federal Economic Development Administration, and by the way, it was exciting because they had to get ready in case there was a federal shutdown, so everything had to be done last week, and it was a crazy flurry, but then the shutdown didn't happen, but the groundbreaking is beginning, and I think you'll start seeing stuff moving in the next few weeks there, and it's a beautiful, exciting new building.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up, because the federal shutdown is not happening today. But the issue, I don't believe, has been solved. How does that trickle all the way down to little old Bloomington, Indiana, if that happens to be the case?
You're not going to let me just enjoy that, huh? That, I mean, we dodged that bullet, because you're right, it could come.
Well,
again.
That's the, if there was a finality or an issue that was solved, I would, you know, we would talk about
yeah,
that. But
yeah.
this is a temporary.
You're right.
What do they call?
Reprieve.
Yeah,
like
there you go.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was an example where we had to get some documents done by very early October this week, and we had to reach a conclusion of, you know, proving we're groundbreaking and starting by October 12th or something like that. And we realized if the EDA closes down, they can't give us the approval we need to sign a construction contract. So it was a crazy flurry of emails and texts and calls late last week with worry that the federal government wouldn't be able to answer anything this week. So that times, you know, that happens all across governments with public safety needs and of housing programs and grant funds that we see and all. So we don't get it as bad as all the federal employees, you know, who really had to think, am I going to have to work next week and not get paid? And but it definitely trickles down to us, and I'm glad they gave us a reprieve for 6 weeks, and I sure hope that they will get that settled.
I think we all do, because
it's kind of silly. It's ridiculous. The most powerful country on earth, and we won't pay our soldiers and our, you know, we won't pay postal, you know, the postal workers get implicated, the healthcare workers. I mean, it's like not a way to run a railroad, right?
I've seen different ways to run railroads, yes. Yes. And speaking of railroads, watch this tie-in. How about this? The Beeline Trail, which was once a railroad, is getting a little bit of a facelift between 2nd Street and the Convention Center. As crews are out there repairing and patching and doing some other things, that would suggest that the trail is being used a lot, and we're trying to keep it safe.
It is a very, very popular trail. I was on it today, and I saw we did a little strip sealing to help make things happen. I didn't get down between 2nd and 3rd, but I know we're always keeping it up. I was, where was it, Switchyard, and I saw a new fix going on at Switchyard right behind the main stage last night. We're always improving. Parks Department keeps their eyes out, and people love it. People love it.
Good. Now the monolith situation, or whatever that we're calling this thing.
The gateway. Thank you.
Is that the official term, the gateway?
Yeah, we're going with gateway.
Okay. I just want to make sure that's right. So people can get angry, right? If I say the wrong thing, then they'll be angry at two things.
Yeah.
The gateway has where are we in the whose court is that ball in? We need to have a street or a sidewalk closed off to do work on it, but it's all kind of stalling out at the moment.
So this is, it's really in front of the Board of Public Works, and I think it'll go back to them in a week or so. I think next week they meet again. They meet every couple of weeks, and I think it'll probably get resolved next week, but we'll see. But as you indicated, what this is a project like this, any big construction project or even minor one, if you impede the public right-of-way or need to use the public right-of-way, you have to get permission from the Board of Public Works to use the public right-of-way. and the construction of the gateway does have that requirement. So I think it'll go back to Board of Public Works. This is not a review of the design or the wisdom of doing this. This is a review of, are you using the public right of way appropriately? So we'll maybe by next Tuesday. No, I think they meet on Tuesday, so we won't know by next Tuesday. But while we're meeting, maybe they'll be meeting. You know, because I'm coming to see you next Tuesday. Oh, right? This is a big day for me.
The cat is out of the bag now. Mayor Hamilton live in studio next Tuesday. So we have to get the champagne on ice. We have to call housekeeping. The valet will be brought back to work for at least one day. But Mayor Hamilton will be here next week to join me live in the studio. And look, we're all realists. We're all human beings. When you woke up on October 1st, did you say, geez, I only have 2 months of this left?
Well, you know, I look back, Mike, and we started this right at the beginning of the pandemic, really in April of 2020.
Right.
And you and your station did a great service to help get the word out. We were all, you know, we were just hungry for information, and this gave us a chance to update people on things weekly. We also had our press conferences on Friday and all that. But we've been doing this since then, and I enjoy being able to catch up on all kinds of things, but I've never been in your studio. We've never met face to face.
See, folks,
it's time. Come on, let's do this.
I tell people on the street, can I come on your show? And I say, look, It's up on the fourth floor. It's a whole. Even the mayor doesn't get to come up here. But well, now that's going to change next Tuesday. So we will have definitely some fun with that. So we won't have to worry about pulling the tin can string tighter. We will be hanging out. Send me an email on beverages or snacks or anything you like, and I will make sure my people, which is me, we have that all ready.
You and me. Okay. It'll be a little later because I've got to finish a meeting here.
Take your time. Take your time.
But then I'll walk up the 7 line, across Fernandez Plaza and up the 7 line to get to your place and knock on your door.
That's a little bit of a haul up there, but thankfully it's going to be 65 and perfect next Tuesday. Where are we with Sibling Cities before? You know what? I tell you what. Put that on your plate for next week.
All right.
And we'll talk about Sibling Cities and anything else we can think of live in the studio. Thank you.
Maybe we'll look at each other and stall out. I don't know. We'll see
No,
what happens.
Impossible.
No.
The jokes will flow. You're a performer. I know you're a performer. I mean, if you want to bring, bring a little song and dance, I know that's, you can do whatever you like. It's my show, and there's nobody up there to tell us no. So that's the good news.
Okay.
I know you're busy today. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
I look forward to it, Mike. I hope everybody has a good week. Enjoy Bloomington.